Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching this, like a video or whatever, and they were kind of like asking, like, what's your favorite fill in the blank thing? And Rob, they were asking, what's your favorite trend from the 2000s? Now, this is where I shine. This is where I excel. You know what my answer would be? You know what I kind of miss from the 2000s? I mean, I like the touchscreen phones, but you know what I remember? I remember there was the T-Mobile Sidekick. I don't know if you had one or not, Rob. I have Verizon, so I couldn't get the T-Mobile Sidekick. And I'm telling you, when I first saw that thing, and you remember, it had like the little touchscreen, and then you would like flick it, and it would whoop. And then you could like actually type with the actual keys, and it had the little wheel. I'm telling you, I thought this thing was the greatest piece of technology that I'd ever seen in my entire life. If they brought back the Sidekick, and I'm telling you, it had just with the modern updated features, like it had a better touch screen, but I could whoosh and I could flick it and I could actually type with the real keyboard, I would get rid of the iPhone right now and I would switch over to the T-Mobile Sidekick. I love the Sidekick or the iPhone. Don't get me wrong. And ever since the iPhone has been over on Verizon, I'm not an Android. I don't want that phone. Please keep that phone away from me. I don't even want you texting. Oh, well, the Android, I don't care. I don't want your phone. The only phone I would consider getting, Rob, is the old T-Mobile Sidekick. Can we bring that back from the 2000s? That's the trend that I want to bring back. I want to bring back the T-Mobile Sidekick. What's your answer? What's something from 2004 that you'd love to bring with us to 2025?
I'm trying to think of a thing that stands out. I wasn't the world's biggest graphic tees fan, but graphic tees were everywhere. You had, you know, whatever. It wasn't like you were wearing a t-shirt with Chiefs gear or whatever. It was kind of like what you're wearing now, a Nirvana shirt. You had a Superman shirt. You had a, you know, I feel like Kohl's had a wave of these, like old bands and superheroes. Graphic
Target
tee.
Had a bunch of those.
Target
now.
Had a bunch of them.
You can definitely go get you one from Target.
That was a huge trend. And I mean, I wasn't the world's biggest graphic tees fan, but it feels like that'd be a nice, easy return to nostalgia. I don't miss the Palm Pilot or the BlackBerry the way you do, or the Sidekick. That doesn't move me in any way. I was never big on like Puka shells or anything like that, so that's not really for me.
You definitely had some Doc Martens back.
I guess cargo shorts would be nice to bring back, but not cargo pants. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, but that I wasn't like I was a trendy kid in the early 2000s. I was doing a lot of what I do now.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You know what I did like? And maybe we have the same thing now and I just don't think about it because I have an iPhone. I do feel like in the early 2000s, everybody kind of had their own cell phone. Like, I'm sure this is the case if you have an Android, but it's not really a thing if you have an Apple phone. Like, there's one iPhone. It's the same shape. Everybody has the exact same phone. I feel like a cell phone in 2005 was part of your personality. Now, I know you remember this. Every baddie had the Motorola Razr. Every single one. Every single one. They had the pink one, a red one. They had to wear it on the hip. Every single baddie had the exact same phone. It was part of it. A phone was like a form of expression. You know? You know how weird it would be right now if it called, right? Like, Rob, if you and I were sitting there and your phone rang and a song started playing, I would look at you like you were weird. Like, you got a ringtone? Why did we lose that? I'm telling you, early cell phone culture wasn't that bad. It was actually a lot of fun. I like to bring that back. That's a nostalgic memory that I have. But Ryan the Timberwolf, that ain't nostalgic for me. I never been on it. And no one that has ridden the Timberwolf makes it sound like it was a whole lot of fun. I don't see a whole lot of, man, the Timberwolf is great. No. This one guy said the Timberwolf broke his back. I believe that he's joking, but I'm not getting on that nonsense. Number one, I'm scared. And you're telling me I could have a serious spinal injury? No, thanks.
How good were you at T9 texting? That was also a big deal back in the day.
I was good.
What was your quality? Now, say it's like even Android. It's all the same keyboard. So, like, how good of a texter you are is no longer really a thing. It's like, how busy are you at work is your ability to text. But as a kid, it was like, could you T9 and get a text done fast? Or are you typing out every letter? And it's also the era where, like, you would say things like, you know, what are you doing? It'd be what, the letter R, the letter U, doing. And you knew that person was no good with the T9, and you couldn't trust that person. I do miss judging people's text quality and their T9 ability. Now, every day, everyone has a keyboard, so who cares?
I'm telling you right now, you know what? You know what I'm telling you? I just want them to bring back the T-Mobile Sidekick. That's it. That's really the purpose of all of this.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.